inbound by satellite. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind. Driving you mad. You've been living in a dream world. This is the world as it exists today.
The only thing that restricts the activities of the surveillance state are policy. They'll say that because of the dangers that we face in the world, we need more authority. We need more power.
Surveillance is at an all-time high. The Constitution is being violated every day. Your gun rights are disappearing day by day. Learn how to fight back legally and responsibly. With your host, Steve Gates, on A Call to Rights. Call in now, 602-277-5369, or nationally, 1-866-536-1100.
So, as we set out to defeat the divisive forces that would take freedom away, I want to say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice, from my cold, dead hands.
Now, here's your host, Steve Gates. Always refuse to be a victim.
And at 6 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to another journey into the story of freedom with the show that I'm so proud to sit behind the microphone with, and that is the Seigneur Show, A Call to Rights with me, Steve Gates, here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. 10 years that guarantees us nothing, but the main theme that the radio show has and always will continue to be this: always refuse to be a victim. A victim is simply someone with no options. Always fight back legally and responsibly. And the sub-theme is never be a spectator in the fight for freedom. I'd like to welcome the listeners of this radio station far and wide with the 50,000-watt signal of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. And I'd like to thank our producer extraordinaire, LJ, for navigating those big, powerful waves through the airwaves. And a special hello and thank you to all of those watching on Facebook Live. A very good audience. We'll do our very best to have our producer get those questions to all of you, from all of you, I should say, here on the air. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're now talking about some very special subjects today, as always, as we continue in our fight for freedom. A most exceptional guest, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure you'd want to call in. We'll do a brief introduction of a man that probably does not need an introduction, but we'll do that anyway. The local Call to Rights hotline, this is for you, ladies and gentlemen, 602-277-5369. And nationally, 1-866-536-1100. Our very special guest is the host of a most amazing radio show heard and growing rapidly around the world, Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. Experience the extraordinary. Out of this world host, Clyde Lewis is a powerful voice in the field of paranormal news and commentary. Using his unique, non-conventional, and often theatrical style, he discusses all matters of the unknown, including conspiracy theories and UFOs, among others. Lewis entertains and captivates his audience while sharing his passionate and knowledgeable approach to news, current events, and politics. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis is produced by Alpha Broadcasting and originates from FM News, 101 KXL in Portland, Oregon, and of course, one of the programs that we carry here on this radio show, the Lars Larson Show, which I've been a guest on Lars's show, and he, of course, is heard far and wide on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. With that introduction, let's have a nice hearty welcome to radio sensation Clyde Lewis. Good morning, sir, and thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for letting me on the program. I'm very excited to be here.
I appreciate that. Clyde, I wanted you to give this audience a little bit of your background because it's quite fascinating. Just in case people think this show sprung up out of nowhere, it's a long road to the broadcast world, but talk a little bit about yourself. I know you don't like to do that sometimes on your show. You're a pretty humble guy, but I think it's important for everybody listening to understand how you got started from the early days into where you are today.
Well, I started as a, like most people, I started as a music jock. I was a adult contemporary jock, made it into the rock business, working a lot with classic rock and roll, and then a little bit of heavy metal for good measure. Worked at a radio station called KBER, K-Bear, and then I retired from being a rock jock, trained at CNN as a field reporter for the Intermountain West, and then, of course, for the Pacific Coast, Pacific Northwest, and then I worked for a Metro News organization that is based in Arizona, actually. And then one day I had a guy by the name of Dan Bomas, who was a who's mentor of mine, come up to me and say, hey, I'm giving up my talk show. Why don't you do one? And I said, I don't know if I can do one. And he says, well, do whatever you think, you know, would be a great idea for radio. And I says, I tell you what, why don't I do barbershop radio? And he didn't know what that meant. And I said, well, back in the day when I was a little boy, I used to go to the barbershop with my dad. And they used to do what I call barbershop talk, where they talked about all the events of the day. And they weren't the events that I heard on the mainstream news. They were the events that the men were talking about. They heard on the ham radio, or they on the shortwave radio, or, you know, what they read, or there were a couple birchers, you know, birch society people. And so I got all the inside scoop on everything from UFOs to jackalopes. I was pretty
That's incredible.
As a kid.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of topics, Clyde.
Yeah, exactly. I was really excited when I was a kid, getting these stories from my dad and another guy named Steve, that I knew that basically he kept me abreast. And he also gave me my my first time, I guess, in radio. You go back all the way to KBBX, which was a golden gospel giant radio station that actually was a gospel station where I was doing production. And I met a man there named Wolfgang Gossett, who did a paranormal show, pressed me a real lot, and turned out that he's one of the suspects in the D.B. Cooper case.
Wow.
A lot of people thought he was D.B. Cooper, so
that is cool.
I was trained by D.B. Cooper. Let's just say D.B. Cooper taught me everything I know.
Wow,
pretty interesting.
No, it's fascinating, and ladies and gentlemen, jump in because time's limited here on this one-hour show here that we've been doing, Claude, as you now know, for over 10 years, talking about what the themes that you've heard before. But ladies and gentlemen, local call to Rights Hotline, 602-277-5369. The callers are coming in, and nationally, 1-866-536-1100. You know, Claude, it's interesting to have you here. Maybe this is kind of in the stars, so to speak, but today, of course, 2-2-2-0-2-0-2-2-2020. How strange is that, huh? That doesn't
happen. It's a palindrome day.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very much. So there's a lot of things we want to talk about during this entire show, but I want my brother Joe to say hi. He's sitting here in the studio for all the Facebook people watching live. He's actually, Clyde, one of the people that got me addicted to your show, and I wanted you to say hi to Clyde. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello, Clyde. I'm a longtime listener and a fan of yours, and just wanted to say also I'm also friends with a guest you've had on quite often, Tyler Rogaway.
Oh, yeah. He's an amazing guy. I just
aviation
I love
expert,
the guy.
Yes.
Just fantastic researcher, just full of all kinds of great, credible information. I'm very glad that he's out there because we need somebody like him. So I really appreciate you listening to the show. It's really awesome.
Oh, you know, Claude, another compliment I want to give you here, and ladies and gentlemen, this is a gentleman that if you haven't heard him, you really should because his show, heard far and wide around the nation, is growing literally like a fire gone with an accelerant on there. And, Clyde, no, congratulations to that. I really mean that because when I listen, and obviously you've had me on the show, and I do appreciate that greatly in the Dr. Sky role that I do, but I'm glad that you're here today to share with the listeners here maybe on some of the more political topics that you do talk about and the non-political topics as we go through the hour here. But, again, we really appreciate your time on here. So I just want to make sure people understand your website, groundzeromedia.org, if I have that correct. Go there, ladies and gentlemen. You're able to see and what? Not only hear the show, but the topics, as you call them, monologues with great, great subject matter. You can what? Listen to the shows, and that must be an incredible giant server in the cloud, because what do you have in there, like 80 trillion gigabytes or something by now?
We have a lot, In fact, one day there was a businessman who was a well-known businessman in radio who came in, and he said to me, I think I'm paying for your web presence. And I said, guy by the name of Scott Mahalik, who gave me my start in Salt Lake. He's well known in radio circles, but he's been a good friend for a good long time. And he just said jokingly to me, he says, I think I'm paying for all this to be on the air, online. I just thought I could put it online and it's there. If I ever lose, you know, that material, I'd be very unhappy. But yeah, we got stuff dating all the way back to 1995 when I wasn't much of a writer. And now I've been writing a lot every day, and it's something that history teacher told me to do. Just write your thoughts down all the time, and you'll always have something to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clyde Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, the radio talk show sensation around the nation, growing like the speed of light. And we're privileged and honored to have him here today. You can learn much more about him at groundzeromedia.org. He's our guest for the entire hour. I'm Steve Cates of the 10-Year Show, A Call to Rights, talking about our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and so much more, navigated with the excellence of our producer, LJ. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
Once you've heard Clyde, you quickly realize he's one of a kind. Equal parts entertainer, conspiracy theorist, and news commentator. He keeps listeners tuned in throughout the night. It's easy to see why he's been successful in Portland, and we can't wait to share his program with stations across the country. That quote, ladies and gentlemen, from senior executives at the Premier Radio Network. It's a privilege and honor to welcome Clyde Lewis of Ground Zero to the radio show here 18 minutes after the hour. And our local Call to Rights hotline, which is lighting up, 602-277-5369. And nationally, let's get that going again, 1-866-536-1100. Let's begin with Dennis in Illinois. Dennis, good morning to you, or good afternoon. You're on, of course, this radio show, A Call to Rights, with our special guest, Clyde Lewis. How are you today?
Very good, Steve. Thank you very much, Mr. Lewis. I appreciate your efforts. I listened to you back here in Southern Illinois. Had the opportunity to tune in on many occasions. I am particularly a person who authors books. I just released a book called Living in the Surveillance State, 5G. I'm very concerned about this government, how it is conducting its business electronically, eavesdropping into conversations with people. And now, as of October 2020, in Illinois, you will have to have what is called a real ID license, like a driver's license or a passport, in order just to get on an airplane. What do you see as your biggest concern for dealing with this government, and how do we solve these problems without having to create a new one?
Thanks, Dennis. You'll have to take your answer off air, and please continue, Clyde Lewis.
I think our biggest problem in this country is complacency, and I think one of the reasons why we're complacent is because we feel that we've eradicated things like, what we saw in Stalin's Russia, or Mussolini's Italy, or even Hitler's Germany. I think we feel that we've eradicated like smallpox or something like that. But despotism is something that is growing basically because of complacency, or basically because of need, want. And, you know, if they keep us poor, if they keep us without food and clean water, if they keep us in pain, then they have control over us. And that's the thing. I think the basics we need are not being given to us. I mean, we're talking government as a whole. I know that people tend to think that just the certain forms of government, whether it be a Republican or Democrat government, is going to provide for them everything they need. And we see the same old, regardless of who's sitting in the position. We have basically rendered our government to the point of banality, meaning that the people's word anymore is just ignored, regardless of who's sitting in that position. I know that Mr. Trump has tried his best to do this, but when you're being what I'm looking for is that when you're looking at some sort of light coup that is going on in the country, it's hard to be a president. It's hard to govern a people. And when a people become ungovernable, or when they decide they don't want this form of government, they immediately decide to choose another form. And this is what we are looking at right now, is Karl Marx would call an emergency socialism that is going to be implemented. When emergency socialism takes over,
exactly,
it's not long before we become communist, or something, some new form of communism where capitalism and some form of democracy is kept on a leash.
You know, Clyde, listening to you, of course, as much as we can, and then we should, as we continue here on this particular radio show, we're much brothers in the same thinking, I'm sure, and the time, of course, is limited. But you talked one night, and I heard this. I wanted to expound on this. You had a caller call in from somewhere in the great country, and they were talking about one version of what's going to happen here with this potential socialism coming around the world. And you used the model of China. And you said, hey, don't, you can fight it all you want. I hate to sound that way. And you didn't say it that way. But the point I'm trying to make is, you're saying what? That form of government is what probably is what the New World Order and globalism wants. Is that simply the way we interpret
right.
it?
Right. Yes. I learned they've had these meetings. They had a meeting in Brazil where they've always been, extending the line for when they want to implement this type of government. And a guy by the name of Xia Su Kang, who was one of the one of the founders of the new form of communism mm-hmm. that China is experiencing right now, was one of the architects for this new world order, which of course is the model. China's model of government is the new world order model of government.
Yes.
And you can see it being implemented little by little. You can see it being brought to us through Hollywood, because now Hollywood, of course, has to, make their movies, in order to please the Chinese.
Yes, they do.
You see it with the coronavirus. I mean, you see mm-hmm. Facebook and you see Twitter and you see all these groups saying, well, if you do not, shape, or if you do not talk about the coronavirus in a way that you approve of it, then we will take it down. And they basically say that if you're saying anything bad about, for example, a Chinese scientist that may have weaponized it or something, mm-hmm. that it's a racist thing to do.
It's insane. Yes.
Yeah, they're saying now that if you say anything bad about the way that the virus was implemented, you're basically a racist. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, how can they do that when, people who are afraid, it's about fear, and fear-based anything is going to go south pretty damn fast. And I think people need to understand that that's what's killing us is fear. What's killing us is that we don't have nutritious food to eat. What's
right.
killing us is we don't have clean water to drink. And what's killing us is we're all in pain. And if we were to remove all those things, we'd be doing a lot better. But we can't, because that's what keeps the powerful power. Powerful, keeps the power.
Well, you say it so well, Clyde.
Yeah.
Folks, here on the Call to Write Show, the number here, the local Call to Write, as we always say, call in, because it's a rare opportunity to talk to somebody who's heard far and wide around this nation and around the world. 602-277-5369. And nationally, let's light it up again like we did with Dennis in Illinois, 1-866-536-1100. Clyde, you talk about so many of these things that I think are so important. And one of the things I have to compliment you, and I really mean this, you're a person who has temerity, you're a person who has, you'll listen to people on the radio, like a lot of people who call, and the art of being a great talk show host, I mean, that's not for this conversation, but I really mean this. You give people the opportunity to speak, but once they come on the air, if they're full of lies and things, that you're going to stop them in their tracks, but at least you give a person a chance, and you sound very appreciative of their calls. And I admire that. I think that's what talk radio should be about, not screaming and yelling and people, just for the ratings. What say you?
Well, I think that everybody has need to have a sounding board, but they mm-hmm. better, if they're going to come into my arena, they better be loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that, if you disagree with me, people always say, well,
sure.
If Clyde, somebody disagrees with me, gets angry. No, I don't get angry. I get passionate.
Right.
And if
Precisely.
They want to be passionate with me, great. And at the end of a call, if I feel like the caller is, arguing with me, mm-hmm. great. I even congratulate them. Thank you. Basically, won the argument. But, that's the whole point, is I think people misunderstand what talk radio is. I think they misunderstand the difference between insulting someone or giving them some constructive facts that they can at least ponder. In fact, I even say to my callers, I say, I love it when a caller has me. If a caller has me, I just love it when they do that, because it means that they have done their homework. It means that they don't listen to the mainstream news and the framing war that we're in the middle of right now. And you can always tell someone who's got their head either on Fox News or on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
They basically recite the talking points as if they're God.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that I don't like. It's like, oh my God, are you going to give me the same old rhetoric? Do something. Think out of the box. Read a book. Do something. Don't sit there and rely on the mainstream news.
Open your mind, right. Open your mind.
Yeah, open your mind.
Open your mind to this stuff. Yeah, I got to ask you this before we go to the hard break here in just a few minutes here. Of all the talk radio hosts that you've seen out there, listened to and all that, who do you admire the most? Because I've got one, and he was a friend of mine, but that's not the reason I like him. But who comes to your mind as somebody that you really kind of look up to from days gone by, or even if he's still around today?
Well, there are a number of them, actually.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to be surprised to know that one of the first talk show hosts that I ever listened to when I was a kid was Herb Jepko. I remember his show and how much I loved his show. I mean, my friend and I would stay on the phone, would call his studios like at around 9 o'clock at night, and he'd come on at like, maybe 11 o'clock at night.
Sure.
And he'd get to our call, and when he got to our call, we felt so happy. And then, of course, Art Bell was another one that was her. But Art and I started at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I first heard Rush Limbaugh, I was very impressed with his work.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily his politics, but his work. Yeah. I really enjoyed him.
Oh,
and, of course, Howard. Howard was also the antithesis of Rush. But still, both were pioneers in this type of radio format.
Sure.
But, if you go all the way back to my roots, it'd have to be either Herb Jebko or Art Bell.
Well, on my side of the equation, out of New York, I spent a lot of my time there, and this show's about you and our great guests, not so much about the host. I always talk about the great guests. But Barry Farber is someone that I've always come to like, and we've had conversation, and I've always enjoyed his style, and I was told this by many people that he's one of, if I don't know who the exact one is, and maybe we could talk about that some other time.
Oh, really, we can't ignore John Batchelor. He's another.
Oh, most definitely. These are just some
John.
Of the greats.
He used to come on before me, and now he doesn't come on anymore. But yeah, John's a great guy, and listened to him a lot and was very impressed with his way of delivering talk, which was, I mean, there's so many, you know, great talk show people out there that definitely deserve to, you know, be listened to because of their style.
Hey, in about a minute before we go to the break, I know this is, for you, it's not a problem. What do you think talk radio should be? What, just give us your version of what talk radio should be. I mean, people listen to the show, they'll hear it, but I want to hear it from Clyde Lewis as opposed to
objective
what people.
Objective and fair. Mm-hmm. I think it should be objective and fair. I mean, I try to be as objective as possible. I mean, nobody really knows my politics, and I think that's the way it should be. When people ask me, so, what, you know, how do you lean? I say, well, I lean none of you. And they go, what does that mean? I go, none of your business. I don't want to tell you what
I like
believe.
That one. None of your business.
You know, because I'm really not happy with the way politics are in this country, and so therefore I try to be political. But, because I figure the conspiracy theory is the equal opportunity offender. There have been times where people have tried to nail me to one side or the other, and they just can't because I think I'm an equal opportunity offender. I just like to, talk about, I just talk about politicians because they just don't care about you. You need to care about yourself and care about your government and not rely on some extended savior to give you what you need. You need to do it yourself.
Well said. Clyde Lewis is our special guest. You know who you are, and we're here at Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. LJ is navigating our 50,000-watt signal. Clyde Lewis, check him out. Listen to him wherever radio stations are all over the world, and particularly here, groundzeromedia.org. And now, more with our special correspondents and sponsors that help keep this particular radio show alive and well. We'll get to your calls after these important commercial announcements here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
And 35 minutes after the hour, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here on your late Sunday morning as we approach high noon. Just a little housekeeping before we get back to our exceptional guest, Clyde Lewis of Ground Zero Radio. Heard far and wide around the nation and around the world. Don't forget, folks, Shen Yun, 5,000 years of civilization reborn, comes to the Valley of the Sun and Arizona during February and also in March, February 22nd and 23rd at the Tucson Music Hall, March the 3rd and through the 8th at the Orpheum Theater in Phoenix, and March the 12th through the 15th at the Mesa Arts Center. To get your tickets, simply go to shenyun.com/AZ or call them for tickets, 800-880-0188. That's 800-880-0188. And we, of course, will be there on opening night at the Orpheum Theater. Now we go back to our very special guest, Clyde Lewis, ladies and gentlemen of Ground Zero. He's kind enough to take time out of his busy schedule. Clyde, what do you do? Like radio every day, it seems, right? You get no real rest.
Yeah, I do. I do my radio show, and I do a podcast called How the World Will End. And then I also do a podcast with my wife. Actually, I produce her show. It's called Real Talk with J.D. Lewis. It's on the Fringe FM, which she has another way of talking. And she certainly, you know, she does conspiracy theory better than I do sometimes. And I'm astounded. She's just keeping busy as well, so I help her out with that.
Well, you're a blessed man. Let's go to the callers now because they're anxiously waiting to ask questions and join in the commentary. Let's now go to Guy in Mesa. Guy, good morning, and welcome to the Call to Rights show with our special guest, Clyde Lewis. How are you today?
How you doing, Steve and Joe and your guest?
Doing good. Well.
One of the callers earlier mentioned about the real ID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need that to get on a plane, you know, do whatever we want, but we don't need an ID to vote.
You're so right.
That's a problem I have, and you know, the Dems despise shows like yours that want to get the truth out there to everybody. I have a problem with that.
Well, we do too, but Clyde, go ahead, because this is in your area just as much, and hey, I'd like to hear what Clyde has to say about it. Thanks so much, Guy, for your thoughts.
I think the big concern about the real ID is a real concern. I think a lot of people should, but once again, not be complacent about it. I know they're expecting us to get this card, and I'm not saying that you should abide by the law, but here's the thing, you know, I think that they're making it harder for us to get around in our own country, in our own country because of the fact that, excuse me, I'm hearing something.
Yes, I'm sorry. Let's go to LJ. I think we need to cut the caller in there because we're getting some feedback there. Sorry, Guy. Go ahead. I'm
no
sorry.
Problem.
Go ahead.
I was just distracting. I was just thinking to myself that, you know, the real ID card is something that is just the beginning. I mean, first of all, they have a panopticon on us with the surveillance.
You bet.
And, of course, they want to push this card. But what's next? Biometrics?
Absolutely.
What's next?
Terrible.
Numbers and tattoos. And here's the thing, you know, kids today, young people today, wouldn't think twice about having their ears gauged or their lips, pierced. Yeah. What makes you think they wouldn't accept a tattoo?
I mean, absolutely,
it's that easy.
You say it so right, my friend, because, you know, that's what we say. I mean, you're our guest today, but the people who listen to us regularly, we're big ones against the surveillance. We have our big misgivings about 5G. We have so many things that we want to do. We're big Second Amendment people. But more important than what this host has to say, let's go to Dan in Phoenix. Dan, welcome. You're on the Call to Rights radio show with our special guest, Clyde Lewis. Good morning, and how are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. Yeah, you were mentioning earlier, Clyde, about getting that people are very afraid. And, of course, this government is very powerful, and I think they've made a lot of people afraid, and a lot of people don't want to speak out or take action on a lot of things. If a person... can get past that fear. So they are motivated. They want to do more. And in your estimation, what do you think a person can do individually and also collectively? What can people do really to fight back over this government overreach, all the surveillance?
You bet.
I mean, when does it get down to a practical thing once you get past the fear, I guess is my question. It's kind of a broad question.
It is.
I get it.
Well, I think that what we need to do is we need to look to Virginia as an example of how a group of people can gather together without violence and make their voices heard. Not to say that Virginian government is not going to ignore them, which they look like they are, and it's going to have to take another group of people that large to say, look, we're not going to be taken for granted. We're not going to be ignored. I think that's the point. I think a lot of Americans tend to think that, well, it's all going to work itself out. Well, impeachment is basically an example of how it's not going to work itself out, no matter what the outcome. In fact, I gave away the spoiler. I go, he wouldn't be convicted, or he's not going to be removed from office. And I said that from the beginning. I said, so why are we proceeding?
Yes.
We're proceeding because we allow these politicians, as puffed up as they are, to give themselves this amount of time to do this. It's because we believe in them. It's almost like a football team. Our freedom is not like a football game. You know, freedom is something that, we were told we have, something we need to uphold, something we need to enforce, something we need to, be proud of. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a little patriotism, but they tend to mask it with something called nationalism. They say, well, if you're a patriot, you must be a nationalist. Not necessarily. I mean, you can be a patriot, but you don't have to be jingoistic. And I think that people have lost that. I think the cancel culture, it needs to be canceled. I think that, you know, we allow the weirdos and the eccentric, the extremists and the eccentrics on the internet to rule exactly how we feel when it shouldn't be that way. Half the time, most of these weird things you're hearing about, these outrageous things you're hearing about, are coming out of the internet. They're not coming out of
people. You're absolutely right.
People.
Yes, and you talk about something called
coming out of the internet.
Right, you talk about something called Clown World, which I'd like to get to maybe in our next segment. But you know, folks, Clyde Lewis is there. Ground Zero, of course, is the radio show. We're just saying, hey, look, here's a guy that's talking the talk and walking it. And he does it, in my opinion, as somebody that is very well balanced in this, in a very unbalanced world, groundzeromedia.org. In the few moments before the next break, let's say hi to Tony. Good morning, Tony. You're on, of course, with Clyde Lewis here on the Call to Rights radio show. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Doing good, Steve. And it's a good opportunity and really an honor to speak with you and Mr. Lewis on this radio show, KFNX. I'd like to have both of your take on this topic, and that's the official creation of the United States Space Force. What would you think the underlying reasons are And really, where do you think this is going to go? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. We're coming up to the break here in just a few minutes, Clyde, but you know the way the thing works, so please continue.
I think the Space Force is being established mainly because of the fact that we've been enlightened to the idea that we are not alone in the universe. I think that President Trump was inspired by the appearance of Oumuamua, which was this this interstellar object that came through. I think a lot of scientists, including Stephen Hawking, were interested in this. And I think that interstellar threats, also the fact that satellites being launched, killer satellites and other things are being launched, that the fighting domain is going to be in space, which is unfortunate because we're already clouding it up. I know that Elon Musk wants to put, 40,000 satellites?
Right, and that's what we talked about on your show with the Dr. Skyside. But it's so right, Clyde. I mean, this is amazing. But please continue here. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, and when they put, 40,000 satellites in the sky is literally going to look like it's oozing because we only see about 9,000 stars in our vision here when we're looking up at any sky, especially when we're away from light pollution. But, I mean, they're going to fill the sky with satellites. We're going to have to have satellite trafficking in space. We're going to have to watch satellites that may creep up on us. There's even, ever since the time of Ronald Reagan and the SDI program, there were rumors that Russia had Death Stars in space. That's where the idea of Death Star came from, was the idea that there's something called the Pallas, which is P-O-L-U-S, which was launched. They say that it came down, but I have a hard time believing that. I believe that there is an organized weaponry in space, including things, tungsten rods. They call them the rods from God.
Yes.
Or the Project Thor, which was implemented during the Clinton administration. I just think that I think we're naive to think that we don't have things up there that we mistake for UFOs. And I think it's naive to think that we're alone in the universe when we certainly have had many encounters, or at least have seen these things happen. I think we're on the brink of learning about biologicals that live on Mars, or biologicals that live maybe on Europa or Enceladus. And I think that this is our future. I think it's going to be a future where we will not only have to care about the weather that is happening, but the space weather that's happening as well.
And more with Clyde Lewis of Ground Zero. This is the stuff that we talk about. He's kind enough to have me on his program as occasion permits. And I do appreciate that, Clyde, talking about these subjects and also about the Space Force. More. Our special guest, Clyde Lewis of Ground Zero, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, on the Call to Rights radio show that's been here well over a decade, guaranteeing us nothing but continuing to fight for freedom, both for you, for me, for you and your family, too.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
And at 47 minutes after the hour, a little look into the crystal ball for the future. Next Sunday on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, how about Air Force General Robert Spalding? He, of course, a brand new book, Stealth War, about how China took over while America's leaders were, of course, sleeping. Sunday, we move on in time and space to February the 16th, about Admiral Bobby Inman, who headed the NSA many, many years ago, and the deputy director of the CIA. He'll be here on the radio show. And then finally, on Sunday, February the 23rd, we do our Second Amendment show, proudly with incumbent Mayor Jeff Cerny of Apache Junction and the proud owner of AGI Sporting Goods. As we move through time and space, we continue with our special guest, Clyde Lewis of Ground Zero. Folks, a most amazing radio show that you will become hooked to and listen to for quite a long time. Let's go to the callers as we continue here. Let's welcome Ron. Ron in Arizona. Good morning, Ron. And how are you today? Your question or comment?
I'm doing very fine, Steve. I love your show. And Clyde, I love your show as well. I've listened to it at nighttime several times.
Thank you.
I just wanted I wanted your opinion on some. As you know, they're trying to nail our president to the wall. The reasoning is kind of suspect, but I think the real reason behind it, and you can comment on this, is that he's trying to close in on some very serious situation with regard to pedophilia in certain parts of government and other. There's been a scandal. And he's seriously looking into that and trying to uncover some things, and a lot of people don't like that. Mr. Epstein found that out, and his Rolodex just suddenly disappeared.
Are you referring to the Pizzagate situation? Is that what you're talking about, or not quite?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, okay. That and Mr. Epstein's death, mm-hmm. as you know, he's no longer among the living because he knew too much, I believe. That's my belief.
Well, well, I think one of the problems that a lot of people don't understand is that this has been a well-organized situation. And believe me, I think many people, because that's one of the things I did when I first started my program, is I was doing investigations into this, and a lot of people who I've worked with have done the same thing. One of the things we find, and it's really sad, is that we find in some of the dark areas of government, we have certain people who get money to actually fund their campaigns and to gain more power through the auspices of those who are pedophiles, who are child traffickers, and even human trafficking, drug money, trafficking money, opium money. All of this is going into your campaigns and your politicians, and I'm not going to name names, but there are a few that are well known that certainly have received money from, like, the Chinese Triad and several other organizations. That, of course, if you go into Southeast Asia, the child sex trade in Thailand and the Philippines and Vietnam, they make money off of that. A lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of money to be made off flesh, and usually, people who you'd never think, go into these countries and they can get, a child, or they can get whatever they want to do whatever they want with it, including kill it. And that's
horrible,
the thing that I think most people don't realize how horrific it can get. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's beyond Epstein. I mean, Epstein was, probably an informant. He probably had a lot of people on his Rolodex, as you said. And, a lot of people probably came in contact with him. Just because you come in contact with the guy doesn't necessarily mean you supported him.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is that a lot of people were well aware of what he was trying to do, more so his pedophilia. And he was almost like a Joseph Mengele. He was doing a lot of experiments and things with women and with children. And I think a lot of people don't know this, that was some of the stuff that he did as well.
I want to thank our Facebook Live audience there, ladies and gentlemen, through our producer, LJ. Any questions that you do have, we try, of course, to get them through here in the digital world, and we appreciate that audience as it continues to grow. Gladys, we go to the top of the hour, the end of this radio show, sad to say. I wanted your comment on this whole coronavirus. I mean, I listened to the shows, but maybe if the people out there didn't hear your take on this, you say what about this coronavirus? I mean, different than what before, about pigs being, almost emaciated or non-existent in China. What say you in summary on this coronavirus?
They have been planning on this for at least 3 years. The coronavirus was patented. It was actually, it was basically the force multiplied and sequenced as a bioweapon. It was being created not only in labs in Canada and the United States, but it was also sent or stolen, if you will, to Wuhan. The thing that a lot of people don't understand is that this is something that could be called a gain-of-function exercise, where they're trying to see how it mm-hmm. reacts and who's affected and focused. I think we need to understand that we need to be prepared, and we don't. And even though we may have heard this tune before, complacency is what kills you. The complacency is what kills all of us. And you always talk about victimhood. Victimhood is a cottage industry now. It's all a hashtag. It's all in the algorithms, mm-hmm. and we need to stop being victims and start taking part in this, in our survival as a country. We are losing, what we should stand for, and that is our constitutional rights. Every constitutional right, not just the First Amendment,
amen, brother.
The Second Amendment,
right.
But every amendment that's there, we need to take and hold dear to us, because this is what makes America unique.
You talk about the end of the world scenario. Without giving it away, people should go to the website and learn more, but in a short version, a very short one indeed, what do you predict? What's coming down the pike here? Let me hear it from Clyde Lewis.
Well, the end of the world could mean a lot of things. I mean, they just moved the doomsday clock to seconds before midnight, but they're doing it for a political reason. They're doing it to make us feel as though that we're helpless. We're not helpless. We are going to live great lives. We're going to live, we're going to have a great future. But the only reason why we would have a bad future or the end of the world scenario is because we've been told that it's coming. I think the law of attraction should apply here and say, look, either it's the law of attraction or the law of contagion. If we wish to press the idea of an apocalypse, if we wish to nudge God into an apocalypse, we're certainly going to be sorry when we do. We need to start thinking that we do have a future and stop telling our kids they have 12 years to live.
You bet.
Let them know that we have
hope,
all the resources and innovations available to make ourselves live through whatever climate problem we have, whatever problem we have. We can work it out by working hard and working together.
Absolutely. It's a very important Clyde Lewis, our very special guest, as we go to the top of the hour here, groundzeromedia.org. And now you're probably, what, I know you're a very humble guy, but you're numbers of hundreds, what, around the nation as far as stations. And what you were proud of saying is late night radio, you're ranking where now? Whereabouts now?
Number 5 overall on the internet. They did an internet survey out of 30 million streams. We're number 5. We're just underneath all of the top contenders who are political. So yes, we are definitely word of mouth. We are also, we're in one of the top talkers for Talkers Magazine. We're mm-hmm. in the top 100. Onward and upward. We're going to keep pushing it, doing what we're doing. But word of mouth is what sustained me. Support is what's sustaining me.
Absolutely.
And people like you who give me the opportunity to speak to an audience in Phoenix and to tell the people of Phoenix how much I love, you know, love their city, love the state of Arizona. It's amazing.
Sure.
Just, you know, being around and meeting people and letting mm-hmm. them know that they do have someone they can talk to, someone they can sound off to.
Sure.
And then it's an equal thing. It's an objective thing. Not, I mean, we're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're Americans. And I think that needs to be, settled once and for all. We're Americans and we have to fight for what America stands for. We can still have our divisions, we can have our differences of opinion, but what it all boils down to is we all bleed red, and we need to remember that, because there's always someone out there on the outside that wants to come in and take over and have us succumb to the global plantation, and that's something that I hope that we realize that this is what it is. The enemy is outside, it's not inside.
Well, Clyde, I hope, and again, no quid pro quo here, I enjoyed talking about the Dr. Sky role, a totally different subject matter based on what we do on this radio show. But again, talking about the night sky, one of my background specialties, of course, and giving the opportunity for people to see what may not be UFOs, or maybe they are, but to give them an analysis as trying to earn the opportunity there, too, in many locations around the country, to be the navigator on the highway to the heavens, and I appreciate your interest in that subject that I talk about. But I got to go back to the original text and concept here. Talk to us for the last few minutes we have. What do you define clown world as? And this is something interesting, folks. Listen, because I learned a lot when I was listening to what you were talking about on the air. Clown world.
Clown world is where we allow algorithms and the internet to make our choices for us. A lot of the weird stuff you're hearing, a lot of the extremist stuff you're hearing about the cancel culture, all these things are part of clown world. It's the idea that, you know, it's the idea that people, you know, allow themselves to have Trump derangement syndrome. It's this idea that, you know, I'm right. My opinions are being stated as facts. The truth is my truth. Look, you know, we need to understand that there are certain truths that we need to live by. But it just seems to me that it's the hashtag culture. People who say, well, we need to do this and we need to do that. What do? Is they just hashtag something on their Twitter accounts. And they think that what they're doing is they're helping. They're not helping at all. They're creating the victimhood. The victims, those who are part of the victimhood, they turn it into a cottage industry. There's Me Too and mm-hmm. this exactly. life matters and that life matters and everything. And it's all because they make money. We only can make money off of adversarial nonsense,
yes.
guerrilla journalism. It's all that everything has to piss us off or it won't make us happy. You know, that's the thing that makes clown world thrive. And so we're being run by a bunch of clowns. We're trying to tell you how to live, when in reality, we are all good people. You know, if you give an American a chance to do good, he does good.
Exactly.
He does good. That's exactly what we do. But anymore, we're told, you don't do good. You don't do good at all. And everybody's out to get everybody else. Right. Paranoia is the religion of the United States right now. And it's something that needs to stop.
You say it so well, Clyde. And obviously, talking about these particular subjects here, I wanted to end off here with just about a minute or two before the top of the hour here. But President Trump, obviously a likely acquittal coming. This is, they're supposedly talking Wednesday. Obviously, if mm-hmm. he becomes reelected, I want to ask this. I don't know this, and from your knowledge base and your guest, if he and when he does, let's say, become reelected, there's no stopping the Congress from doing what? Another impeachment thing if they decide to? Or once you're impeached, can they do it again? Is it like a double jeopardy thing?
Yes. They can do it again and again and again. They can find something else. We're going to be in this vicious cycle of one side of the government basically doing this to another side of the government. That's why the divisive, it's very divisive. I realized something the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You realize the president, there are two presidents now we've impeached who basically embarrassed Hillary Clinton. Isn't that hilarious? You know, you have Bill Clinton and then you have Donald Trump. They both embarrassed Hillary. So we need to realize how stupid and clownish this is. I mean, we're going to stop the clown world situation, realize just how funny this is. It's just hilarious the way history seems to repeat itself in some Groundhog Day scenario.
Thank you,
which,
Clyde.
By the way, yes, it's Groundhog Day. Yeah,
I appreciate so, that much. Go. Having Clyde Lewis here on this auspicious and interesting day, 22202022020. Hope to do it again, Clyde, and hope to talk to your listeners sometime on other subjects that are above the problems of planet number 3. Thank you for being a guest, and we look forward to having you again. I want to thank our producer, LJ, for navigating us through time and space. Many great guests, ladies and gentlemen. Check us out at calltorights.com to learn much more about this particular guest and all guests. And I want to thank our Facebook Live audience around the world. We try our best to get to your questions and comments. And I want to thank Brother Joe and his team at photorecon.net for creating this most amazing dedication, not only to President Trump, but to Air Force One. We'll see you next week. Freedom's not free. And always remember, ladies and gentlemen, refuse to be a victim. A victim is simply someone with no options. Fight back legally and responsibly.